Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Step it up, step it up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives, a housewife podcast from right here at Us Weekly, where we break down all your latest housewives news, give you exclusive interviews with your favorite ladies, and dish the dirt on all things Real Housewives related. I'm your host, Christina Garibaldi. This week, we sit down with Real Housewives of Dallas newcomer, Tiffany Moon, who talks all about the new season, joining the cast, who was the most welcoming, and of course, who gave her a bit of a hard time.
Congratulations on being a brand new housewife. How does it feel?
It feels like something I've never done before. I feel like I'm strapped in to the roller coaster. That thing that they put comes down, like you ain't getting off now. You know what I'm saying? And we're about to start the ride.
Yeah. So was it a roller coaster ride this season?
A little bit.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what was it like getting that phone call saying, you know, Tiffany, we'd love for you to be a new housewife?
Shock, disbelief. Is this a joke? And then happiness and excitement.
Definitely. So how did you knew Deandra before you joined the season, right? And so tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I actually met Mama D first, and then I met Deandra. So she's like a big sister to me in a lot of ways, and I call Mama D my other mother because I will call her for motherly advice and to, you know, talk about things. So yes, she was the one that introduced me to this whole adventure. So if it goes well, you have her to thank. And if it doesn't go well, it was all Deandra's fault.
I love that. So did Deandra give you any advice before you signed on? Did she warn you about any of the ladies?
She did not. You know, talk to her. I was there with my notebook, like ready to take notes, do this, don't do this. And she said to me, she said, Tiffany, just be yourself. Mm-hmm. People will love you. Some people will not. That's the way the world works. Mm-hmm. But just be yourself. And that way, no matter what happens when you see yourself on the show, you will never regret anything that you did or said because you were living your true authentic self.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's so true. I mean, were you a fan of the show before this? Did you watch it? So did you know a little bit of some of the ladies' backstories? So did you come in with any like preconceived notions or anything like that?
Yeah, I had watched several episodes of Dallas previously, and then I binged watched all of season 4.
Okay.
As research, as one student shall prepare for an exam.
Totally.
but I will tell you, in general, I am much more of a bookworm than a TV person. I don't know why that is. Well, I'll tell you why that is. It's because when I was growing up, my parents didn't have a TV.
Okay.
And when they did, I think we had like 5 channels and these rabbit ears, and we used to wrap aluminum foil to see if we could get the reception a little bit better. So I grew up without TV. So I think I just never got used to watching TV, but I love reading a good book. Mm-hmm. So I cannot say that I am a diehard Housewives fan of the other franchises, sure. although I follow some of the ladies on social media, and I am very intimidated because they are just fabulous. I mean, the fashion, the one-liners, their entrepreneurism. I mean, I do follow several of the other housewives, and I'm like, oh gosh, it's very intimidating. They're all such successful and inspiring women.
Yeah, well, so are you, definitely. I mean, did you feel then the pressure kind of coming into this situation, being like, okay, I have to bring my A game, not only with my fashion, but, you know, with the drama and things like that, because that's what people, you know, tune in for.
Yeah. I mean, I tend to be a perfectionist. I have a touch of the OCD, as you might tell. I just redid my pantry. We'll do our next Zoom in the pantry. And I want to do a good job. I'm a try hard. Yeah. I'm always of the thinking, if you're going to do something, like, do it right. Yeah. You know, don't half-ass it. Sure, like, totally. Go all in. Yeah. And that's what I did this season. So hopefully people respond well to it. We'll see. You know, I have no idea what to expect. I really feel like I'm strapped in on that roller coaster. Yeah. That bar has come and we're starting the ride.
Starting the climb, totally.
Yes, ma'am.
How does your family feel about you being on the show?
My husband is a very smart man. When I first approached him about it, basically his answer was, I will support you no matter what you choose. Mm-hmm. I think this is such a personal decision that you really need to, you know, find within yourself. What are your reasons for doing this? What could be some potential downsides of it? And we hashed it all out. And at the end, I said to him, I said, babe, I think I want to try it out. I think it's an opportunity that, you know, a big dork doctor like me isn't probably going to get again. And I want to do it. I want to try it. And he said, I will be here to support you 100% of the way.
That's awesome. That's great. Do you feel like it changed your relationship at all? Because, you know, I've spoken to a lot of housewives in the past, and they say, like, you know, it's almost like an open form of therapy because you're forced to talk about things that you may not want to talk about. Did you guys feel like that as well?
Yeah, we were really close, so I don't think it was like therapy for him and I. It probably was a little bit of therapy for my mother and I, but it did bring us closer in a lot of ways because we had to really talk about things. But it was also harder in a lot of ways because I saw him less. Yeah. While we were filming, because I, mind you, was working a full-time job as a anesthesiologist. I was working full-time, did not miss a day of work during filming. So would work all day, have an event with the ladies, and then wake up at 5:30 to go work again all day. And it was fine. But there were some times where my husband was not my priority that week. You know, we didn't get to sit down and have our little fireside chat because I was just working the whole time. And but he was so understanding of that. And then after everything finished, he and I took a little mommy and daddy spa, socially distanced vacation, and sort of recharged our relationship. So that was really good.
Yeah. I mean, how did your mom feel about it? Because like you said, you know, you grew up without a TV and now you're starring on a TV show. Was this a lot for her to kind of digest?
Yeah. No offense to Bravo, but I told my mom I was going to be on a TV show. And she said, what channel? And I said, Bravo. And she said, huh? What Bravo? And I said, perfect.
Yes.
Perfect. Best answer ever. That way she will not have to endure the embarrassment of seeing her daughter, you know, get a little overserved occasionally or, you know, say something inappropriate. So hopefully mom doesn't watch the show. She only watches the Chinese TV news station.
Great. I mean, let's talk a little bit about the trailer and kind of break it down a little bit, because in the trailer, Carrie calls you two-faced. So what prompted that? And are you still on good terms with her, or did you have a rocky relationship throughout the season?
I will say that Carrie and I did get off to a rough start. We have very different personalities. She is an extrovert all the way, and I am a introvert pretending to be an extrovert. So we did not agree on a few things, and she did call me two-faced at a luncheon that we were at, and the viewers will get to see my rebuttal to her accusation during one of the episodes, but I did not take kindly to that sort of accusation on my character. So I had some choice words after the little clip that you saw.
Oh, excited to see. And then what about you and Brandy? How are things with the two of you this season?
It was good. Brandy is so sweet, and we did have a very emotionally charged conversation towards the beginning of the season, because I felt it my responsibility as a first generation Chinese American who moved here, learned English, was bullied, that maybe if she saw a face that had endured those things, that she would realize that the comments that she never intended to be hurtful could indeed be very hurtful to some people.
Right.
And I think she got that message. I don't think we need to beat her over the head with that message. I think Brandy expressed sincere sorrow for causing hurt to anyone that she may have hurt by her video. And she and I had a very emotionally charged conversation, but in a good way. And I think a lot of viewers will identify with that.
Yeah. Was she the one that approached you about the conversation, or was this something that you wanted to kind of get out there when you kind of almost first met, probably?
You know, it was sort of the elephant in the room at the time. We were at a small gathering outside at Stephanie's. She had us all over, and I had been wanting to talk to Brandy, and I think she had been wanting to talk to me. So when we found a quiet moment away from the rest of the ladies, we were able to have that conversation, because I think these kind of serious conversations that really involve two people, you don't need an audience for. I think sometimes that's the problem with having serious conversations when you have, you know, audience members chirping in. So she and I had that conversation in private. And I think that was, in a way, planting the seed for us to grow our friendship from then on out through the season.
That's great. And I'm sure it'll be a good learning experience for a lot of people as well, too. I mean, how does it feel to be a representative of the Chinese American community? And I'm sure so many people have reached out to you, and they're so excited to see you represent them on TV, which I think is awesome.
Yes, yes. I've gotten a few messages from friends and from social media friends, and they're like, represent for the Asians. And then I get a few messages and they're like, represent for the doctors. And then a few that are like, oh, represent for the working moms. And I'm like, okay, you guys, like, I am just going to be myself. I'm going to represent myself. I am so honored and thrilled that these people are like cheering for me, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, gee, I hope I don't let them down, you know? I just know that one of my Chinese aunties from church that I knew back when I was 8 years old is going to watch the show and call my mom and tell my mom, like, did you see what Tiffany did?
I mean, did you leave this season on good terms? Did you leave the season like feeling really good about everything, or were there stuff that you still like can't wait for the reunion to kind of resolve, and are you just kind of laying all that out on the table?
I have no grievances to say about anything. There were a few moments that I had with a few of the ladies where we disagreed. And, you know, we are all strong-minded women who are not afraid to share our opinions. Mm-hmm. And sometimes those opinions can differ a little bit. So there were a few tiffs here and there, but they were all resolved. There was nothing that I am holding a grudge over. There was nothing below the belt that was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you went there. Just a few misunderstandings and a few encounters with a pool that I didn't appreciate. But other than that, when we finished, I felt good about what we had done together as a group and how I had individually contributed to that. So I think it's going to be a great season.
Good. So who was the most welcoming and who is the least welcoming out of all the ladies?
Oh, well, we can't talk about Deandra because I already knew her before.
Yeah.
So of the other women, I would say Stephanie was the most welcoming because she is just so sweet. She has this sort of Southern charm, drawl. If you are upset and crying about something, she will stop everything that she's doing, pour you a glass of wine, and she'll be like, baby, just come sit right here and tell me all about it. And she will listen. She'll actually listen without interrupting or telling you about that one time that she did, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, she actually listens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the least inviting, not that they weren't inviting, maybe we just have different ways of being inviting, was probably Carrie. We just, I think we have very different personalities, and I think, her way of being inviting was to be like, woohoo, we're here to party. Let's take some shots. And that's not necessarily how I like to have fun. Mm-hmm. So we had a little bit of a rocky start, but I think as the season progressed, we began to understand each other a little bit better.
Great. That's awesome. All right. Well, before we wrap up, like I said, we have these Real Housewives confessions. So the first thing that comes to your mind. Okay. So first one, best and worst dressed on the cast.
Oh my gosh. Well, I can't vote for myself, right? I will say, this is so mean. Best dressed, Stephanie. Worst dressed, Brandy, only because she had some outfits that I don't know where she pulled out those outfits. They, you'll see, they're not things that you would wear normally. You'll see.
Right. Who is the life of the party?
Carrie.
Mm-hmm. How come?
Because she's pouring tequila shots down everyone's throats. Literally pouring, open your mouth and here comes Carrie.
I love it. Who is the cause of the most drama?
Deandra can be a little bit dramatic. Mm-hmm. Once you get her started, it can be, she can get going.
Did this change your friendship at all with the two of you?
Or? No. Yeah. No, I'm calm most of the time. Like, I don't usually get riled up. So it's actually a good balance, because usually when she gets riled up, I'm calming and try to like bring her down. And then the few times where I'm riled up, she's actually calm and brings me down. So we did not have any drama.
Good, good, good balance. If you were to pick a housewife from another franchise to be on your show, who would it be?
Bethany Frankel, because I just admire her for her work ethic. Like, that girl has got grit and hard work in spades, and I admire that so much.
Mm-hmm, totally. If you were to appear on another franchise, what would it be?
Oh, I'm going to go Beverly Hills, because they bring the fashion. I love their fashion.
Seriously. And if you were to be, if you were to go to jail, who would you call to bail you out?
My husband. None of these girls, they don't ever pick up the phone. Like, I can't get a text back from them for like 2 hours, 3 hours. I would be stuck in jail for a long time. I need someone who's like responsive and can wire that money immediately.
I love that. Last one, if you were stuck on a deserted island with one of the ladies, who would it be and why?
I would pick Deandra because, well, does the deserted island have food? Because we need to eat. And that girl can cook. We're going to have to figure out how to catch a fish on a stick or something. And she's going to have to grill it and cook it for us, because I don't do any cooking. We're going to starve to death.
I love it. Tiffany, thank you so much. I'm so excited to see you on this upcoming season. I think you're going to be a great addition. I can't wait.
Thank you so much. It was still so nice talking to you, Christina.
Well, thank you, Lydia, so much for joining us. And that is it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. We'll see you guys next week. But if you need your housewives fixed before then, make sure you head on over to usmagazine.com.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.